from England, and they had to come here and learn.
They had to learn all over again, didn't they?
They had to learn from scratch because everything was different there than it is here.
Oh, yeah. I guess they did have to learn from scratch.
My daddy said, I was just as green as I could be. I didn't know nothing. First time I had to go to the doctor, said he gave me some medicine. I didn't know nothing about it. Gave me medicine and capsules, you know, quinine and capsules.
Oh, yeah.
He came home this sick. Mama said, oh man, it's time for your medicine. He said, okay. He went to the back towards there, the water bench. Mm-hmm. I need water and taking his medicine. Mama said, what are you doing, Samuel? I said, I'm thinking, trying to get to my medicine. She said, well, you've already got it there in your hand, hon. Put it in your mouth. He says, what, that slick thing? She says, yes. He says, no, what he was doing first, though. He was trying to pull a capsule loose. He didn't know that he had put the capsule medicine all in his mouth and swallow it. He was pulling the capsule apart to get the quinine out, putting his hand. Mama said, no, that's not right. Oh, he said, such ways as they've got here, I can't get used to them.
I bet they had a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, with this, you said they called a back stick, did they? Did you ever hear it called a backlog sometimes?
Oh, well, they called it backlog, back stick. Uh-huh. My dad both called it back stick. But it didn't look like a stick, it was a log.
It
was a log. Bring a back stick in.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he put it.
Yeah.
It really was a backlog, but he called it back stick.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about what you call the little wood that you use to start the fire?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you have to clean out the fireplace?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Take the ashes out.
Uh-huh. Well, what about that black stuff? The
soot?
Uh-huh.
We had to clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
Go on top of the house, take a small brush, a limb like, fasten a rope to it. And my brothers go up on top of the house, let that brush down inside there, and then take that rope and pull it up and down this way, get the soot out.
Oh, and that's how you clean it?
But most of the time, we had little blackbirds here that were raised here.
Uh-huh.
And them little things used to build in the chimney. And they kept it cleaned out a lot, but not enough,
but
see?
Not enough.
No.
Well, what about, like, in these early houses, what would they have to sit on?
Well, just common, ordinary chair, what they'd call a cane bottom chair, just ordinary chair. And then we had, in them days, we had big rocking chairs, big ones.
Now, do you remember when pieces of furniture like this, like we're sitting on, first came in?
Yes, ma'am.
What would they call them when they...
Sofa.
They call it a sofa?
Mm-hmm.
What about in the bedroom? What would you have, like a piece of furniture with drawers in it to put...
Yes, ma'am. Great big... Oh, it's, what did we call that now? Wait just a second.
Name was Buell,
instead of
yours. I can't think of
it. Oh, I know what it is. I haven't got any mind anymore. It's all slipped. Oh, what did we call them things?
Miss Kimball was saying maybe they called it a wardrobe.
Ma'am. Wardrobe from here to there.
That would be a great big.
Yes, ma'am. Great big wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Went from the top of the. We had one.
Mm-hmm.
Went from there down to the floor.
Well, what about a piece of furniture, something like that, with drawers in it, but it would have a mirror on it, not so tall as a wardrobe? What would they have, something like that, that you could look in, like to comb your hair?
That was, we call that dresser.
Uh-huh.
A dresser.
Mm-hmm.